KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Then any disease uses direct.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine, the big stories from the News Talk Radio world. That's what our job is here for the next hour. The members of the DJV program, Doug Steffen, that's me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, with the info that we have from Talkers Magazine for the week of March 16th to the 20th, overviewing the top 10 stories of the week from the research that the folks at Talkers have done. These are all published by the list.
See what's at number one this week.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a surprise.
Really? Surprise! Last week, I remember looking at this the first time, and from 7 to number 1, it was coronavirus this, coronavirus that, coronavirus something
else.
Think
about the difference from where we were a week ago, though, to where we are now.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about a week where we all need a long nap after it's over? This is that week.
Well, if you going into the weekend, which is when we put this program together, the number of cases outside of China, a quarter of a million. In terms of the coronavirus, 10,000 people have died. If you listen to the reporting from the Epoch Times, which is the Chinese news agency outside of China, they tell us that 40 times the number in China is 40 times what they're admitting to. So you do the numbers, you do the math, although there is conversation about it having peaked this week.
Epoch Times, actually, I've been reading that every day just because I find it fascinating.
Yeah.
And this week they've been pretty boldly coming out saying that when China claims that they have no new cases, it's a total lie.
Everything the Chinese say is lies.
Yeah, but according to the Epoch Times, their estimates on their data show that 1.4 million people have already died in China alone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know that it's really slowing down unless it's just everyone has it.
They're trying to get the rest of the world and its focus on them and them being the bad guys.
Yeah.
And nobody's buying that it came from America. Nobody's buying that. All right, before we get to making it all corona all the time, my corona, number 10 on the list here. The people on sports talk radio basically decimated because there aren't any teams. There's nobody playing. I'm looking on the screen, and they have a scroller underneath the chyron, on this particular news station, and it has, as a matter of fact, the teams that are playing, and it just says the game canceled. So the big sports story, Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. New England fans not happy about that. They're not happy with Belichick. They're not happy with Kraft. And they're actually not happy with Tom Brady either. The fact he's going down to Tampa Bay, everybody's got their life to lead and they should be able to do what they want to do. This does seem rather strange. And so is it going to affect New England at the box office or at the, who knows what they're going to be doing hopefully this thing is all going to be over and be able to at least play football. And I never thought I'd say that because I don't like football. But
mark the
but it brings you
time.
Back to normal. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right,
well,
so that's
Tom Brady's
10.
either gonna kill it and show everybody why he is still worth it at 43 years old, or
yep.
with a new system,
and $30 million.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and, or with a new system and maybe a defensive line that doesn't protect him the way that the Patriots have. Maybe we're gonna yep. see that he's not as great. So
there's
be
a lot at risk for him, and
a
certainly
lot of
for
risk.
The Patriots, they are also gonna have to prove that they were a great
yep.
team without Tom Brady.
Without
so,
Tom. Yep.
Yeah.
Number nine. Today, this weekend, we have the first day of spring. We have to kind of celebrate that and all this other hoopla. So the weather around the country.
It's the first day of spring. Stay indoors.
Yeah, right. Don't enjoy it. Don't take a deep breath. Number eight, relations with China. That should be number two, those bastards. And it's not the Chinese people. It's what the government is doing and what they stand for. And the world, I hope, is going to hold them accountable. And those guys should get... They should be brought to The Hague for crimes against humanity. They should be tried.
That's those interesting. People, that's you're the first person I've heard say that. That is interesting.
Yeah, that'd be. Yep. Number seven, technology, social media, and its impact on the virus. Number six, the presidential race, education, and the lack thereof, or what's going on in the world of education to keep schools going in some way, shape, or form. I was reading the document that was sent out by the president of Heidelberg University, my alma mater, as to what they've done and how they've closed the campus down and what they're doing because they're not going to have graduation, how they're going to acknowledge seniors, they're going to continue the rest of the year doing classes online, which is what most everybody else is doing. I wonder what, Victoria, that's doing to broadband usage. We've sort of danced around that in our technology reports,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that everybody is home, everybody is telecommuting, everybody mm-hmm. is trying to do education. What is that going
to
do?
It's a real test on the infrastructure, to be honest, of our broadband and high speed systems. And in other countries in Europe, they're actually the internet service providers are slowing the internet down
yeah.
so it doesn't break.
And, well, I mean, and think about it. It's not just everybody telecommuting. It's people who are home watching Netflix,
streaming.
Yep. And actually, there was a big story in L.A. this past week where in the San Fernando Valley, and thankfully I wasn't affected by it. I didn't hear about it until it was on the news. But in San Fernando Valley, there was a hub, a fiber link, basically, that went down. And it had nothing to do with usage, although that became the next step, is that so many people were reliant on it. It actually was reported on the news that the Wi-Fi, that the internet service was down in the valley because everybody's home and everybody needs it and it's being tested. But then they did tout that the major cities, LA, New York, and Chicago, actually haven't seen decline in their internet services yet. So
yeah,
be interesting to see if the infrastructure can hold up.
Yep. Okay, so that's number five. Number four, the emotional, psychological impact of the virus. Number three, the public health aspects of the virus. Financial impact, number two. And basically, our country declaring war, number one, on the coronavirus. National Guard in Massachusetts has been called out. I think National Guard has been called out in a number of other
communities. In Jersey, too, yep.
To help with the distribution of some of the things that will help defend us against what this thing stands for, basically. On the people list, Tom Brady is at 10. That no good bastard who's the, and I have no hesitation, by the way, in saying that. The
clearly.
Guy is the premier of number nine. He's number nine, premier of China, president, whatever his title is. Nancy Pelosi is 8. Jerome Powell is 7. Jerome Adams is 6. Bernie Sanders is 5. Biden is 4. Steve Mnuchin, I never pronounce it. How do you pronounce it, gentlemen?
Mnuchin, you did it. Yeah.
Munchkin.
Yeah,
I did it. Okay.
No, it's not Munchkin. You did it right the first
time. I like Munchkin. And he looks like a Munchkin to me. Number two is Mike Pence. If he says one more time, Mr. President, the kissing up.
I know, isn't it?
Going on.
It's the first 10 minutes of every press conference.
Right.
You know what, though? To be fair, he's doing a really good job. He may be a little syrupy.
I have no question about it. I think he is. I think he's
doing a really good job.
Frankly, I think he's shining here. But
he's taken this and he's run, and these people are working really hard. When you have Newsom from California and Cuomo talking about how great Pence and Trump are doing, you know something is switching.
there's a choke fest going on.
When Ilhan Omar says that he's doing a good job, it's like, am I awake yet? Is this dream over?
Didn't she just get married this week?
To her brother?
She was married and then divorced and then
to
married
her brother?
Again. And
no,
why are you saying that?
Because she married her brother. No, she married her brother.
She did?
To get him in. Yes. That was a big story. Like,
to get him in?
A year ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right, and Donald Trump is number one. So there it is, the list of the people and the stories. We'll pick and choose among all of these. I've got my favorites, and the ladies have their favorites, and I'm sure you do as well. So we'll put the pieces together and give you what we have considered on our program, the DJV show, during the course of the week. But what I've heard, I'm traveling across the country, listening to a lot of talk radio, and some pretty good talk radio, actually. I also want to know what the business with Gal Gadot is. There was a song, and we can talk about that in a minute. I don't understand why everybody got so worked up, but that's the usual stuff that happens on social media. The law says you're going to have to pay your taxes. Now, you may get a check from the government for $1,200. You're going to have to pay. I think that, is that tax-free, by the way? That $1,200 that we're going to get?
I don't know. I think you probably have to declare it as income, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So if you're thinking about paying taxes, the first thing you have to not worry about is April 15th because it's been extended to June 15th. And now the next thing, how much are you going to get back? This is going to be a time, this is going to be a year among years that you really, really, really want to get as much money back as you possibly can. So if you have paid too much, how do you know whether you paid too much in taxes? That's something the family tax folks can help you out with. If you'd like to get back an extra $5,000 this year by them looking at your prior year's tax returns, these are all IRS, former IRS agents, and they're fantastic at finding hidden credits and deductions. A lot of the other tax companies, you know, the big names, don't do it. They functionally do your tax returns so that you've met the law and you pay them and see you later. Well, this outfit gets down into the weeds, into the nitty-gritty. So if you filed or not, doesn't make any difference. Last 3 years' tax returns, once you call these folks at 800-262-0318, you'll send them the tax returns that you have. They'll go through them. Let's see how much we can save. They can save you. I'm not going to save you any, but they will. Learn how you can get that extra cash back from the IRS. 800-262-0318. 3 years of tax returns. Call Family Tax. Let's see what they can do for you. 800-262-0318.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797. So what's this thing with Gal Gadot? Some of the people online are calling her Blunder Woman. She's the one who played Wonder Woman. She tried to get people to sing Imagine, which is a great song and very applicable, I think, to what's going on now. What? What's the big deal?
I haven't heard anything about Gal Gadot, and I don't know, in a long time, so you'll have to tell us.
There was a video going all around the internet of her, along with a bunch of other celebrities, all singing the song Imagine, and I don't know. Is that bad? Yeah,
it was just fun and cute, and but people said it wasn't good, that they weren't great singers.
Oh,
so people
get
are
wow.
like,
oh,
my God. I mean, that's really what it is.
Wowie zowie. You know, we're missing this week the World Axe Throwing Championship. Did you know that that had...
Kara's an axe throwing expert.
Is she?
I mean, I've been axe throwing. I was not very good at it because you don't listen to any of the conversations that we have.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
I planned a whole bachelorette party about it last year, and we were talking about it off air all the time, but, you know.
I guess I do remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, that's one of the things. Also, Spikeball Championship has been eliminated. I don't mean to make light of it, the Putt-Putt Championship, but...
We have to keep our levity because it's a crazy
we really
time.
Do. Yeah, exactly. Crazy, crazy time. Speaking of times, 21 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. To learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs. You can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have, with the mental stimulation that Adrienne teaches, your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's realbusinessbargains.com. Realbusinessbargains.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Around the country and around the world, this is what people are talking about on the News Talk Radio stations. And yeah, News Talk Radio is a big thing in Europe now. It's a big thing in South America. It really is the number one format. Listeners to these sorts of discussions on the radio have doubled in the past 3 or 4 weeks. At the expense, I guess, to a point of our sports radio brethren, music radio, people want to find out what's going on. Thus, lots of conversation. What I did see, as an aside, somebody tried to make a story out of Trump's hairdo. They didn't get very far, but I thought, you know, hello, let's get there.
How has it changed? It's the same.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's how he does it. Yeah, how he does it, supposedly. That was in concert with, you know, Steve Bannon, who is the ex-advisor, kind of a wild right-winger. Do I describe him that way correctly, Jennifer? Do you think that's a good way of describing Steve Bannon?
Well, he's on the right, for sure, yeah. He's definitely kind of a populist.
Apparently, when he first went in, you know, he was an advisor to the president the first year of Trump's presidency?
Yeah, he was part of the campaign towards the end, yes.
Yeah. And he also has a podcast, and he said this week in the podcast that he warned Trump of the virus, excuse me, quite a long time ago. Because
January, yeah.
Then why didn't he warn all of us?
Yeah. Well, he is a China watcher. That's one of the things. That was one of the things that he did. and being closely. That's one of the reasons that I think the Epoch Times, we were talking about this off the air, Victoria, excuse me, the fact that there's so much information that's coming out of China that is contrary to what the China News Agency is saying, and we know they're liars, but the whole, what did you say, it was a million people have died according
million.
To...
That's the report this week is that 1.4 million people have died in China. That's from the Epoch Times. That's what they, based on their data and their information and their sources, that's what they're saying. They also said that when China came out this week and said, oh, we have no new cases, they said that's also a lie.
Yeah.
Which is not that far-fetched, that they're lying.
No. Tom Hanks apparently is in isolation still with his wife over in Australia. How are they doing?
Doing better. Tom Hanks this week said that he and Rita Wilson, his wife, they both have, they feel kind of blah. They just don't, they don't feel great, but they don't feel horrible. So
right.
They're out of the hospital. They're hopefully out of the woods, but they just have to stay in their house that they've rented because he's filming the Elvis movie.
Right. Other quick things, the financial markets and that sort of thing. That's the number two item here. What do we think about all of the congressmen and senators who sold off their stock before the market crashed?
It's ridiculous. I think they all belong in jail.
And I hate to say it because there are, well, one of the three, one of them is very old. Dianne Feinstein is 85, but that's ridiculous.
So
how can
that exempt her from breaking the law?
No, but I mean, how in the world? No, I mean, exactly. I mean, it's the same. Look, you and I would be thrown in jail. Victoria would be thrown in jail. Martha Stewart was thrown in jail. Come on.
On lesser
right.
evidence. Yeah. Yeah. So I
and I think
that kind of stuff makes me nuts. Ugh.
Yep.
Well, it's taking its toll. We've talked on the DJV program during the week about all of the entertainment areas that have been affected by this. One of the things that we haven't talked about is the fact that the porn industry has been shut down. That's part of this. All
well, there's still the drive-through strip club in Vegas. That's still going.
It's still okay? Oh,
yeah.
All right. Well,
I don't know if you're... You've been driving around a lot. I don't know if you're heading through Vegas.
I haven't.
I almost am intrigued to figure out how that works exactly.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right, so the number of the cash relief that we're getting has gone from $1,000 to $1,200 in cash. When are we getting this money? Is it on
mid-April?
Right?
It's supposed to be April. If it gets signed quickly, I think they wanted to get it out by April 6th, but that depends on how quickly it's signed into law. Mitch McConnell released the bill yesterday, so it'll get batted around the Senate, and then I'm sure the House will vote on it at some point in the next few days.
Coming up next half hour, more reviews of the innuendos and the inferences from our top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This week at your local Staples,
custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/marchprintdeals for details.
Delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart?
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Trying to calm down fear and anxiety over this virus is an important thing in the talk radio world. I don't know how many of our brethren are doing that, but it is important to keep a focus, if you will, on the facts and the info. The world has changed. I'm looking at a map of the world. There are only, looks like, four or five countries now in Africa that show no signs of the virus. Other than that, it's touching pretty much.
They're laughing at the rest of us.
Every corner of
well,
the world.
Well, you know, it's always Africa with the problems.
Exactly. It's like, since when is Africa ahead of the United States in a pandemic? So
this is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the top 10 things from the list that are procured by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. You can find the list at talkers.com of the stories and the people. That's what we use as the guide for our discussions here. Got a lot of things, most everything, you know, let's face it, the coronavirus is it. Other than that, not much reason for talking about anything that's here. I noticed in England now they've started to close down schools there.
They are so behind.
Yeah, they really are.
This is the UK. It's I've been watching a lot of BBC World News and my family in Ireland saying that, and they've been saying for a month now that England is really going to find themselves in a horrible situation, worse than Italy, some predict, because Boris Johnson has just refused to acknowledge that this is a real thing. And the schools have all still been going. Everybody's out doing their thing. The pubs have not been closed down. It's I don't know what the...
Do we know how many cases are in the UK right now?
I don't know.
It's not a lot, but it's a factor. There
it's going to get
more
lot
and
bigger.
More. They're shutting schools from next Monday on.
I don't know. Probably not an accurate count either. If they haven't been taking it seriously and haven't really been testing that many people, there are probably more cases than they've announced anyway.
Yeah. I was looking at I drove by a movie theater yesterday, and it says on the marquee, "Stay safe and healthy. We're closed."
Yeah. Even on the freeway signs in all throughout Los Angeles, they say, wash your hands. We can beat COVID-19. I mean, like words of encouragement and helpful tips on the freeways.
Yeah. So I wanted to go back for just a moment because I think this puts things into perspective for all of us as we review the things that are happening today. Going back to the 1930s when we were coming out of the Great Depression, the Dust Bowl, where America was at that time. Is this going to get that bad? Well, we can only hope. Keep our fingers crossed. And as I've said many times in the air, thoughts are things. Think yourself well. Think yourself healthy and strong. That sort of thing works well, I believe, because there's a lot of anxiety, as we were saying. Number four, the psychological impact of this, emotional impact of all of this. Back in the 30s and the 40s, the talk on the radio was about the Depression and what happened, and then we had World War II. In the 50s, the Cold War started. The Korean War was in the 50s. The Vietnam War was in the 60s. There are crises that confront us. If you look at recent history of our country and of the world, we've actually been in kind of a peaceful, quiet place here for the last, dozen years or so, since the Iraq War and some of the other things that we got into in Afghanistan. In 1932, we were ending the Great Depression, which started in 1929 as a result of the Depression, that what happened as a result of 1929's Dust Bowl, the fact that the country was wiped out, the weather changed so dramatically. And as I was driving across the Midwest yesterday, I drove through Oklahoma and Missouri and into Illinois. A lot of rain. Farmers have had a tough time the last two or three years growing crops because of so much rain. It looks the same this year as it did last year. I was thinking about how what's going to happen here is what's going to change this year. What do we need to know? Anyway, I just am sort of reviewing in my mind what was going on and how it impacted me and maybe a lot of other people. One of the things that has been discussed this week with regard to public health number three is the number of millennials that are being hospitalized for the coronavirus. Apparently, there are more of those than we had thought because we've all been talking about the people partying on the beaches for spring break and all of that nonsense. So, Victoria, do you know what the numbers are specifically of people who are in the same age bracket as, let's say, Kara is? We were thinking, okay, those young kids, they're all healthy. It's not going to affect them. Apparently, that's not the case.
Yeah, it's not the case. I don't know the exact number of people in their 20s who have this, but the CDC report this week showed that 20% of the patients hospitalized with coronavirus were between the ages of 20 and 44.
And 12% of the half of the people who are in intensive care are under the age of 44, which is. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's the thing with misinformation, because I think a lot of people were like, oh, well, I'm 20. I'm just going to carry this. I'll just stay away from my grandparents. I'm not going to have any real repercussions. And we know the first death, or at least the second death, I think in California, was a 34-year-old who just got back from Disney World. And he was coughing up blood, and the doctor sent him home. They didn't know what it was. And then he ended up dying.
Yep. At 34.
Well, you can't count anything out. One of the things that's also going to happen for those of us who are farmers You're going to have, and this actually, we haven't talked much about this on the DJV program, and I haven't heard it discussed many other places, the idea of the border and what's going to happen with people who come here to work on farms, also the business of the illegals trying to get into the country. What is happening? What are those people just being, I mean, the wall is there and it's closed down. I don't think they're servicing any of those people now, are they?
Well, they're going to close the border, I think, in the night. If they haven't already done it, it's going to be soon. The border with Canada is already closed. They're negotiating how they're going to close the Mexican border as well. But, to answer your question, it's state by state how they're going to treat, people who are here illegally in as far as assistance in California.
The sanctuary, California is a sanctuary.
California's given everybody money. Illegal immigrants can apply for unemployment and just as much as the regular, legal worker can apply for it.
Yeah. But going back to the farm thing, though, the bigger story that came out this week is that there are new restrictions on the H-2A visa, and that's for the Mexican day workers. They call them guest workers, and so that's going to really impact California, because right around now, the West Coast Farmers Association has said, look, we can't restrict these workers. We need these workers because we've got, lettuce and cabbage and broccoli, celery, strawberries. They're the ones that they name-checked that are in March and April that's when they get harvested, and that's the busiest time of the year. So this could really, really hurt specifically California farmers.
I agree. Well, farmers around the country, as we get ready to start planting crops, I'm wondering, about the health situation on my farm, and I think a lot of others are as well. It just is. There's so many questions about every aspect of our lives that we just don't seem to be able to come up with answers. The stores, the retail world, how we visited that this week, shortening their hours. People are able to go into the supermarkets. Somebody told me they went in. I'm trying to remember who it was to the store. Oh, I know. It was my pal Bob Kay, who was the general manager of this enterprise, who went into a Stop and Shop. And I think you told me you went in early, too. Did you, Victoria?
Lewis went, Lewis went earlier this week, towards the end of the week on Thursday. He went and had some luck. So some things were restocked, but there's still no toilet paper and still nothing that can disinfect. So that's that's the bad side.
I got a little bit of a tip off on the announcement from Gavin Newsom and from Eric Garcetti that they were doing safer at home, which is really a shelter-in-place order. And so I decided I better get to the store because I knew people would start to panic and probably hit the store. So even though I went the week before, I thought, I'm just going to go see if I can get eggs, some of the stuff that I wasn't able to get. Picked clean. There were like two frozen pizzas, a couple of burritos, a few pints of ice cream in the frozen foods.
Yep.
No bread in the entire store. Not one loaf of bread, not one bagel, nothing.
It's
no
like
milk.
Living in like the Soviet Union in the 80s or something. It's crazy.
I did find eggs, but they were already hard boiled, so I got 6 hard boiled eggs. I mean, it was
better than nothing.
And even the produce was picked over, the lettuce and the salads, and it was just, it's crazy. People are hoarding. What?
By the way, just as an aside, one of the numbers in the presidential race is number 6. Bernie Sanders was rumored to be thinking of running as an independent. Has that been squashed? Did somebody get to him and smarten him up on that?
I don't think he can at this point because of the registration filing. Someone else could run as an independent, but I think there's some law, and I can't remember the name of it, that would prevent him from dropping out and entering the race as an independent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because he was registered originally a year ago in May. I looked into this. And a year ago in May, he was registered as both an independent and a Democrat. Mm-hmm. But then he had to declare one when he declared his candidacy. So he declared that he was running as a Democrat.
Now, he could throw his strength behind some other independent who would get into the race who hasn't been in yet and say, I'll be their vice presidential candidate. I mean, there's workarounds. I don't think he's going to do that. I think this coronavirus has really changed. I mean, remember, this was front. Yeah. I mean, and that's part of the thing. People go, well, this will be the end for Trump. Well, he's the only one with a microphone in front of him right now. I don't think people are looking to Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden about this at the moment. So the election's going to be a referendum on whether or not Trump handles this or not.
That is correct.
Yep. That's it.
I think that's true. Yep. think you're
everything
right
else is gone. Yeah.
44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Quick review of washing and drying instructions for the pillows at MyPillow.com. For those of you who are new and been living under a rock and have listened to this program for the past couple of years, all the conversation I've had about MyPillow, mostly when I talk about the pillows themselves, is specifically at how they are guaranteed for 10 years, warranty, the use them for a 60-day thing. I mean, who else has pillows? Plus the fact in this environment today, you can wash them, you can dry them, you can wash them every day if you want to make sure that you're germ-free. Replace all the old pillows in your house with these so you'll be safe and clean. Use the promo code DJV for the BOGO offer on everything. But let's concentrate on the pillows. Let's get those pillows in your house first so you can make sure everything is clean and wonderful and healthy and wholesome. It's MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free for everything there. Use the promo code DJV. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and this list, or these two lists, the story list, the people list published every single week. Number 10, Tom Brady, the name obviously synonymous with football. Number 9, the premier of China. Number 8, Ms. Pelosi. Number 7, Jerome Powell. Jerome Adams is 6. Bernie Sanders is 5. Joe Biden is 4. Steve Mnuchin is number 3. Mike Pence, 2. Donald Trump is 1. We probably ought to have the names of the senators who sold their stock. Remember that story this week, where that's going to go. That one needs to be a little more front and center. The corrupt Republicans and Democrats who sold stock when they knew what was going on. Dianne Feinstein, the senator from Tennessee, who sold the stock. These people need to be held accountable legally. All right, so those are the names and my thoughts about them here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
We advance this tube through the colon.
This is cancer prevention through the lens of what's called a colonoscope.
Looking for the precursors to cancer, the colon polyp. So we can go in and remove that polyp before it ever becomes malignant.
Dr. Michael Wallace says thanks to near-focus high-definition cameras, it's getting even easier to spot polyps during a colonoscopy.
Particularly what we call flat polyps that don't grow up like little mushrooms. They spread out more like a bed of moss, and we can now see these, and we have tools to remove even those difficult flat polyps.
Once a flat polyp is identified, Dr. Wallace injects a saline to raise it and reveal its boundaries. A wire snare is then used to remove the polyp.
That's why we're actually seeing a significant decrease in new cases of colon cancer. Not just better survival, but actually fewer cases, because we're preventing them by removing the precursor lesion.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
The charts for the week of March 16th through the 20th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen to do the honors going through the stories officially from number 10 to number 1, starting with Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. The first time we've seen a sports story make it into the top 10 for quite a while. Maybe that's because, in fact, or at least in part, the sports talk radio shows and sports activities are not happening. So this was a big story of the week. Number 9. The situation with spring beginning and the weather across the country. Number 8, our relations with China, and should the leaders there be held accountable for the crimes that have come as a result of the virus. Technology, number 7, and how it's dealing with the virus. The presidential race is 6. Education, Number five, psychology and emotions as they're affected by the virus. Number four, public health, obviously, the connection there. The financial markets, another obvious connection. And what are we doing? Are we at war? That's the question. Number one on the story list on the countdown. All right, this is the Talk Radio Review, an overview from the folks on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Looking at these top ten stories with our own distilling of the items. And speaking of that, the producers of Jameson Irish Whiskey are following what was going on. I think we talked about this French, or who was it?
Yeah,
Louis Vuitton.
Yep, Louis Vuitton.
Making hand sanitizer and things like that. So
they converted the perfume factory. So there might be a perfume shortage around Christmas time, but we'll have more hand sanitizer.
Well, that's also true of the whiskeys. They're not making as much whiskey in Ireland. Now they're making hand sanitizer in some of those places. Why couldn't you just use whiskey? It's alcohol. Doesn't that kill germs?
No, it needs to be 60%, and all booze is only 40%.
Oh. See, you taught me something.
Yeah, 40%.
Right? All the people that are talking about all of these things, I'm frustrated because I can't get as much information as I would like, hopefully clarifying information, but we're doing our best shot here as we talk about traveling and what I've been doing on my road trip across the country to get myself back so not in quarantine in California, eating the Impossible Burger at Whopper, the Impossible Whopper Burger King. That's been about it for mealtime, but all that's open. Take care and be safe. I guess those are the best words here from the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Linda Bodd. Join me May 15th, 2020 at 12 o'clock p.m. in the Reading Rodeo Grounds in Reading, California. Chicks and Chaps will be conducting their annual fundraiser to benefit local individuals impacted by breast cancer. The event will be emceed by yours truly with guest speaker Lynn Fritz, licensed marriage and family therapist. Limited to 100 tickets, which are available through Facebook at Chicks and Chaps Reading or through ReadingRodeo.com. Think pink and see you there.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, it's Tech Talk time here with a review of the top five technology stories from this past week. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We start with number five. We're going to number one. Strange how that happens with a countdown. Number five is a focus on this premium offering of Headspace. And I think we need to kind of review what that is as we get started here, don't you think, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Headspace is a wonderful app. It's for mindfulness and guided meditation. It has sleep sounds. It has bedtime exercises. Everything in the Headspace app is designed to help you relax, manage your stress, help you sleep better, which obviously in times like these, sleep is the number one and most important thing that doctors are saying. Everyone needs to get between 7 to 9 hours. Hopefully, now that most of us are shuttered in place or whatever you want to call it, hopefully people can achieve that goal. And so Headspace is really paying attention to how many people are working overtime in our healthcare industry right now. And so they're offering the premium version of Headspace will be free for any healthcare provider who works in public health in the U.S. throughout the end of this year. And so we know that these healthcare professionals have been doing double shifts, sometimes triple shifts. We've seen the images of nurses sleeping on carts and in chairs trying to just catch up on their Z's. So all you need to do is just provide your national provider identifier, your NPI, and an email address, and Headspace, the premium version, will be free for you for the rest of the year. So I think that's a really nice thing that they're doing.
Number four, the release of a lot of films has been announced.
Yeah, if you're stuck at home, which is pretty much everyone's reality now, Universal Studios is planning to release some of the newest films that are actually still in the middle of their theatrical runs. This includes The Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma. They're all going to be released, and they're already available on digital platforms for $20. And so you can also rent the most recent Skywalker.
It's more expensive to bring them home than it is to go to the theater and watch them?
Well, if you think about it, it's $20 for the whole family. So it's $20 to rent it as opposed to buying all the individual tickets. The upcoming Trolls World Tour, that movie is set for release on April 10th. Obviously, theaters are now pretty much shut down, so that's going to be available on digital platforms on April 10th as well. And so this is, you know, it's a big hit to the movie industry, like so many other industries, but the best thing that they can do is at least get it home on people's screens, and people will at least be able to pay for it and entertain their kids and the whole family.
All right, number three, as we count down to number one here, is a focus on Comcast and T-Mobile.
Well, like I said, everybody's home, which means the kids are home. They're on their own devices and doing schoolwork, or just, you know, people just trying to get their kids to just sit down and watch something. So obviously everybody's data use is going way up in every household. And so Comcast and T-Mobile have announced suspensions of their internet data cap policies in response to the coronavirus. They said that Comcast will no longer charge overage fees for home internet customers who go over the data cap. T-Mobile said it's removing all data caps for its mobile customers, which is important. AT&T and Verizon have taken similar measures. If you want to get the specifics of that, you can just go on to the website of whatever internet service provider you have, and you can see how this is going to be affecting you. In addition to suspending the data caps for 60 days, Comcast also says they're going to be making Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots free throughout the country. Now, with limited exposure to the public, I don't know where the hot spots are going to be now, but if you do need one, if you're on the road like you are, have been traveling a lot, if you're on the road, then it is a good thing to have, and it's also free.
Social media being pretty aggressive about the misinformation. That's number two this week.
The World Health Organization is actually calling it an infodemic, false or misleading info on the coronavirus, and there is a lot of it out there. And so all the social media platforms, Facebook, Google, Twitter, Instagram, less so Instagram, but more of the stuff you're seeing is on Facebook and Google, Google results and Twitter. And so all three of those companies have released blog posts saying that they're increasing the use of automated systems to help catch the misinformation. Obviously, they won't catch all of it, but they all have urged everyone, use some common sense. If you're going to look for new information on coronavirus, make sure you go right to the CDC website, go to your local government site, go to the state government, whatever it is, make sure it's an official site.
Number one is some of the email that is not correct.
This is, again, about misinformation. This is a viral chain email that went around, and it's about a self-test for the coronavirus. If you hold your breath for 10 seconds, you're fine. If you don't cough, all this stuff is claimed to come from Stanford University. Stanford came out and said, this is not from us. This is total misinformation. Has nothing to do with us. And so just make sure if you're getting weird emails like this that you just ignore it.
All right, there it is, the overview of the top five items from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Negotiations are continuing after the Senate turned an aid package down earlier today. Democrats say the legislation's insufficient, arguing it's tilted toward corporations and does little to help workers and health care providers. But President Trump says during a White House briefing he's confident that the administration and Congress are on the same page.
We want to protect the worker very much. So do they. So do the Democrats. We also want to protect the worker through their companies.
And the president added,
we're going to help the worker anyway. But ideally, they can go back to one of their great companies. You know, you have great companies that are in financial trouble now, and we need money to help those companies so they get back into where they should be, health.
Overseas, Australia's share benchmark plunged 8.5% as work on the stimulus for the economy continues to hit a snag in the Senate. Shares also dropped in Hong Kong and South Korea early Monday. However, Japan's Nikkei 225 index held steady. Governor John Bel Edwards issued a statewide stay-at-home directive ordering all 4.6 million people in Louisiana to stay at home starting 5 o'clock Monday afternoon. It's unless they're performing an essential task like getting food or medicine. And at least 830 people in Florida have tested positive for the virus. Meanwhile, the COVID-19's breached the walls of the upper chamber.
Rand Paul is the first senator to report a positive test. In a tweet, the Kentucky Republican reports he's feeling fine and is in quarantine. Paul is himself a doctor, and he says he's had no symptoms so far, but he says he was tested out of an abundance of caution because of his extensive travel and attendance at events in recent weeks. Paul adds he's not aware of having had any direct contact with a person infected by COVID-19. Two House members have also tested positive, Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida and Ben McAdams of Utah. Ben Thomas, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking relief factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking relief factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
The British government says panic buying of groceries because of the pandemic's leaving frontline medical workers unable to get food supplies they need.
UK Environment Secretary George Eustace urged the public to shop responsibly.
There is more than enough food to go round, and our food supply chain is able to expand production
to cope with increased demand.
An exhausted nurse who works for the UK's National Health Service posted an emotional plea on Facebook urging people to stop panic buying after she was unable to find basic items following a 48-hour shift.
People like me that are going to be looking out for you when you're at your lowest, just stop it. Please.
The government has loosened the limit on delivery drivers' hours and lifted nighttime delivery curfews so stores can restock more quickly. Zaria Shakli, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. More and more Americans are concerned they or a loved one will be infected with the coronavirus.
Two-thirds of the country is now saying they're at least somewhat concerned about contracting the COVID-19 illness. That's up from less than half who said so a month ago in February. Still, a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that about 3 in 10 Americans say they're not worried at all about the coronavirus.
George Bonzani reporting. Meanwhile, coronavirus spells cancellation for the Scripps Spelling Bee. Organizers cited the recommendations by the CDC about large gatherings. The bee had been scheduled for the week of May 24th at a convention center in Oxon Hill, Maryland, just outside Washington. Now Scripps is going to try to reschedule the bee for later this year, but they don't have a new date, and they say it's possible it might not be held at all. More on the stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
.org/newborns.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here for another week of reviewing the stories and the people. I'm Doug Steffen, turning it over to Michael, who's done the research with his staff, working remotely as they do. That's a pretty good example. Your program, or my program, and well, you do programs as well. You do them and produce them using the fabulous electronic miracles that are at our disposal, Michael, right?
Yeah, I'm all over the place. I broadcast from everywhere. I am a walking radio studio. But you wrote the book on that. You've been doing that for years. So I defer to your being the pioneer in the remote radio paradigm. And, people should understand, obviously, people listening to this broadcast are radio listeners. The chances are the radio personalities you're listening to, if you're listening to talk shows and live radio, there's a very, very good chance that the person you're listening to is broadcasting from a closet in their apartment or from under the table with blankets around them to keep it nice and quiet. And there are a lot of dogs barking and doorbells ringing, toilets flushing, all kinds of sound effects that are on the air. You know?
It's the reality. We'll explain a little more how that works, but I want first for Michael to get through the stories and the people list, the top 10 items that are on the talkers list for the week of March 16th to the 20th, beginning of springtime. It doesn't seem like we have much to celebrate in terms of spring, unless we look at it. I mean, you could, this is a whole, it's like your reintroduction. We have, I mean, I guess you can look at it this way. Every day is a new opportunity. Every week is a new opportunity. Every month, every season. So things change dramatically. How much has our list changed this week from last week, Michael?
Well, we've altered it. We don't even have the word coronavirus on the top stories. Everything is related to it except for maybe the last story, the first number 10 story, which is Tom Brady leaves the Patriots. That made it to the national conversation.
All right, well, you're a Patriots fan. What do you see? What do you observe? Just take a moment and talk about the impact of this from the fans' point of view.
Well, I think Tom Brady is, look, first of all, he's a person who has his own life, and you always know behind the scenes there are relationships and all sorts of stuff goes on that people, you know, don't get along, or they're arguing, or there's resentments that build up. And the fact that Tom Brady has been with the Patriots for 20 years and has gotten along with Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft so well is pretty miraculous. So that being said, you know.
Yeah, Kraft said he's like my son.
Yeah, so thank you. Yeah, thank you, Tom Brady, for your contributions to those of us who have been Patriots fans. And thank you, Tom Brady, for your contributions for those who've made an art and a hobby of hating the Patriots. He's just really, he's made a great contribution one way or the other to the culture. Yes. If I were Tom Brady, I would quit. He's 42 years old. He's going to be 43 when the season starts.
If somebody's waving $30 million in front of you, you're still going to quit?
Yeah, I would. I'd quit. I would quit. Really? I would say, and yeah, because what's going to happen is his talent is going to diminish quickly. He's not going to be in a place where the people love him. As soon as he starts messing up, they're going to boo him, and it's going to take a while for the people in Boston and in New England are being kind to him. They still love him. But to make a long, I don't want to turn this into a sports analysis. I could talk forever about this. Let's just say, in the end, the Patriots are better off with him having left because
really?
Now they can be in the process of rebuilding. He's not going to get better. His talents are going to diminish. You can't fight time. He's going to be 43 years old. Look at these young guys like Patrick Mahomes. They run around the field like jackrabbits. Brady is slowing up, and I hate to see the great Tom Brady. Whom I don't know him personally. So when I say I love Tom Brady, it's an artificial love. I don't know him personally,
yes.
And I never got a free ticket to a
Patriots. Systemic. It's a systemic love, yes.
Right, exactly. I hate to see him wind up like Brett Favre, unconscious on a cold, frozen field after getting hit in the head, and they carry him off, and that's the way the great Brett Favre ended his career. There's a time to walk away. Quit while you're ahead. So
I haven't learned that yet. We're not quitting and we're not walking away.
Well, look, this coronavirus could change the nature of radio
there's no place
for anybody.
Yeah, if you look at the reality of what this stuff is all about and how the human immune system doesn't have the wherewithal genetically to fight like it does the other viruses, I've been getting notes today from people, what's the matter with your voice? Well, what's wrong with my voice is that I've been driving across the country for the past 3 days, and I've spent pretty much every waking minute on the phone talking to people instead of saving my voice. I've been talking. You and I have had how many conversations this week on the phone back and forth, and I've had that with dozens of people. So
I've been worried about you on the road. I mean, you're on the road, you and your dog, by yourselves, dirty hotels. You're working your way from California back to New England. I mean, normally you're an Iron Man, and I don't worry about you. But I'm actually concerned about you.
I'm okay. I'll be home tomorrow anyway.
Good. And then stay there. Stop traveling around so much, for crying out loud. It's not healthy.
Yeah, no, I am going to say, well, it's too difficult to go anywhere anyway, and I don't want to go anywhere.
What's it like? You're driving on the interstates. What's it like when you pull into the rest stops to go to the bathroom or get gas?
Not any different than, I don't go to the bathroom in the rest stops. I wait to do number two until I'm in a hotel, and number one I do on the side of the road. I'm not going into any bathroom. I don't go into I'm not going into places to eat. I go to the window and I'm eating stuff. I've had how many Whopper Incredible Burgers or what do they call those?
Yeah.
Impossible Burgers this week.
Yeah.
And salads. That's all I've eaten. And it's fine. It's holding me over. But as far as traffic is concerned, trucks, 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 and more trucks. And when I was driving across Arizona, Southern California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, you know how if you drive that route, and I drive it frequently, there are miles and miles of train tracks. And there were more trains than I have ever seen carrying goods. Most of them, well, I mean, they go in both directions. I actually was going to take a video when I was someplace in New Mexico. I pulled off to the side of the road because there were trains going in both directions, mile-long freight trains.
Mm.
And I thought, you know, okay, what's going on here? We still have to supply. We still have products and needs for things that trucks and trains bring to us. So will it be like this if this thing lasts 6 months? I can't imagine it be like that. But right now, there are plenty of trucks on the road delivering things that we need to have, and same with trains. That's what I observed, much as anything else.
Interesting. Yeah. Shall we continue, or are we taking a break? What should I do?
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll, without interruption, go through the stories people list. One of the things that's on people's minds, paying one's taxes. Do you need to pay your taxes? Of course you're going to have to pay your taxes. The law says you got to pay your taxes. But it doesn't say you have to pay more than you owe. And, by the way, they've changed it this week, so you aren't going to have to pay until June. But you still have to pay. You're going to pay up. And even the $1,200 that most people are getting is going to be not tax exempt. You have to pay taxes on that. So if you feel like you've been taxed to death, get an extra $5,000 back from your prior 3 years' tax returns by calling Family Tax Service, 800-262-0318. Friendly, affable, former IRS agents that know how to go through your last 3 years, comb through the tax returns, and find those hidden credits and deductions. The tax preparers just cover your butt, but they don't necessarily save you, or they don't know what all of the nuance is for all of these. They have tax programs and computers and stuff. These folks at Family Tax guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000, and that's quite a statement. And it's backed up by their service. It's backed up by the experience. It's backed up by people who have gone through the process, who make over $30,000 a year and have gotten lots more than $5,000 back in some circumstances. So call 800-262-0318 and see what happens when you give them your tax returns. There's nothing that can come from this except good, as far as I can see. So call this number right now while you're thinking about it. Here's the number, 800-262-0318.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797. All right, so, Michael, I think we have just enough time here to go through the story list and the people list from Talkers Magazine.
Okay, as I mentioned, at 10, we have Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. At 9, spring begins, and climate and weather at number 9. Number 8, U.S.-China relations and foreign affairs. At number 7, technology and social media. Number 6, the presidential race. Number 5, education. Number 4, psychology and emotions. Number 3, public health. Number 2, the financial markets and the economy. And number 1, America at war, tied with the Defense Production Act. And but they're all related, other than, you know, number 9 and 10, to the coronavirus. Right. At number 10 on the People Survey, we have Tom Brady. At number 9, Xi Jinping. Number 8 is Nancy Pelosi. Number 7 is Jerome Powell. Number 6 is Jerome Adams. Number 5 is Bernie Sanders. Number 4 is Joe Biden. Steve Mnuchin at number 3. Mike Pence at number 2. And Donald Trump at number 1. And that's basically a snapshot of the most talked about people. Obviously, there are a lot of people being talked about. And it's very hard to come up with an accurate snapshot. But that's a pretty good one there.
Including Dianne Feinstein. And Senator Burr from North Carolina, Loeffler from Georgia. I love the Huffington Post is one of these anger fests that only under everything the right does is wrong and everything the Democrats do is right. So they list the two senators who cashed in on the crisis, the stocks that they sold, but they don't mention the two Democrats who were on it because apparently there were 3 or 4 senators of each party or both parties who sold off stocks worth millions of dollars just before the coronavirus outbreak. So they knew what was happening. So should those people be taken in and tried like Martha Stewart was for stopping, not manipulation, but for doing what nobody else could do?
It has to do with inside trading. If you had inside information, then yeah. Otherwise, yeah. You're smart. It all depends on... That.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
We'll be right back. we're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back in action here, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen with our focus on the stories, what you've been... You and I had several conversations, and I said to you a couple of days ago, save it for the air. And I was trying to remember the... I think it had to do in part with how we were looking at the terminology, people with the social distancing, which is nonsense. It's not social distancing. That's a total misnomer. It's physical distancing. You want to keep yourself away from another person, according to at least the advice, by 6 feet. But there are other things that we were talking about. And
we were talking about conspiracy theories. We were talking about the underlying argument that in some circles is considered politically incorrect right now as to, you know, the relationship with China, where this thing began. Is this a coordinated effort among the powers of the world to scare everybody to death and take all of their civil liberties? There's all that stuff out there. And, on one level, it really isn't that appropriate to talk about. On other levels, it's because there's the feeling that right now, the public should be given as much good information about the immediate needs and not the speculation about, the boogeyman.
Speculation. But
I don't know. I'm a believer in free speech, and I'm a believer in talking about what's on people's minds. And it doesn't mean that I'm pushing conspiracy theories, but a certain percentage of conspiracy theories are true. If we never talk about conspiracy theories, well, the next thing that goes is investigative journalism. Everything is not la-di-da. There are conspiracies. There are scurrilous, plots and people doing things. So it's a tricky thing to deal with during a time of crisis.
With the people who are running China now, not the Chinese people, but the people who are running China, are probably among the most unscrupulous who have ever walked the face of the earth. They want total domination of the world. They're capable of anything. And under the circumstances, I think the rest of the world should push The Hague to try these people for crimes to humanity. This has put the world on it. It's completely their doing, completely their, whether it's irresponsible or they really wanted to do it. The numbers, as you know, the Epoch Times is reporting that over 1 million people have actually died in China, never mind the nonsensical numbers that they're throwing out and that they've said it stopped. It hasn't stopped at all. And so we continue to get these lies. At what point, we're going to have to borrow money from these no goods, because where do we borrow money when we go into debt and we raise the debt ceiling? Who do we borrow the money from? We don't go to the Bank of America and say, hey, give us a loan of $1 trillion, right? Mm.
Yeah, well, no, of course, but the irony is that China's going to be reeling in the same problem economically as everybody else.
Yeah, maybe they don't have any money to loan us.
Their economy is certainly facing the same crisis. I mean, the big issue here, aside from the health scare, the big issue is the economy. I mean, what the hell's going to happen?
Right.
This is serious stuff. I mean, what are we facing? How can people stay in business? If people are, all those people that are working hourly and, the whole gig economy, business.
20% unemployment seems around the corner. All the people that have filed, the numbers, tens of thousands of numbers of people who have filed this week for unemployment. And so where does it go? When does it stop? People want answers, and the frustration is that there aren't answers to be had because this virus is not like other flus. It's not like other things that our body can even become immune to. Once you have a virus, you get a shot, then you're okay, the vaccine. And then there are things around like the Z-Pak and malaria medicine that seem to be fighting it off once you get it. So we'll see about that as time pursues us and we pursue it. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps You'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to RedingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to RedingCivic.com to learn more.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-ups. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You're feeling abandoned, you're feeling frightened, you're feeling one. You know, I have answers to questions. Let's see how many of those we can answer as they regard to the story list, the people list, items of interest from the world of news talk radio, heralded by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Racing around, looking for answers. What's our job here, Michael? News talk hosts, what are we supposed to be doing?
We're constantly evaluating that question. That's a great question. You know, what is the job? I think it's a combination of information and opinion, entertainment, company, inspiration. It's one of the most nebulous jobs in broadcasting, one of the most demanding, one of the most difficult, and hopefully one that will always be around. The job is different from show to show, from person to person, and that's what makes it so fascinating. I couldn't think of a more exciting place to be than talk radio if I want to be involved in radio, and that's why I chose to get involved with it very early in my career.
Yep, me too. We both go back to teenagers when it comes to this sort of thing. The rules have changed so much since we were kids, as to what we were supposed to do on the air, how we were supposed to respond conversationally. I think I've told you the story. When I was a jock between 65 and 74, the people that I worked for, mostly the station that was in my hometown, became a Boston station. I used to do a music show in the afternoon. I taught school in the daytime and did a music show in the afternoon and evening. And the boss used to come in invariably and tell me to shut the blank up and play the music, because I was always
talking
about stuff that was going on. And so today we find that our format is by far the number one format, for obvious reasons. Whether or not we can help people understand what's going on to find a vaccine, the rules that are changing in America as to how we live our lives, are we going to cope with it? And I think that's where the number four item on the countdown this week, the psychological impact of this on people, the emotional impact on people, where we can serve better. I mean, we can make our comments about what's going on, for example, with spring break down in Miami and the Florida beaches and how absurd the kids are. And a lot of people are saying that now it's coming to the fore that it isn't just older people that are getting this. A lot of people that are in hospital beds are young kids.
Young kids and young people tend to think that they're immortal. That's an old story. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, as you get older, you realize how vulnerable you are and how lucky you are to have made it to be older. And I do think that older people are far more conscious of the fragility of life than young people are. And, you know, okay, maybe it's better. They shouldn't walk around worried all the time. But the fact of the matter is some of them throw caution to the wind. You see it all the time. You drive down the highway, you see a young guy behind the cars, you know, driving 100 miles an hour and weaving in and out, and go, what the hell? You know, why would you do that? Or somebody on a motorcycle, you know, at 100 miles an hour without a helmet. You know, some people, they just don't seem to be wired the same way of protecting themselves and being concerned about the consequences of their actions on others. And at a time like this, you really get to see that play out.
One of the things that I think is a great service, or at least that's what I'm trying to do with the morning DJV program, I've always sort of modeled it after what we called as kids growing up, full-service morning programs. For example, the question is whether or not you're going to have to pay your mortgage. Are you going to have to pay your rent? Are you going to have to make your car payment? You know, that sort of thing. And it seems to be hard to find answers to that. But the very fact that we're asking the question is getting people to come to the table to see, okay, now what are we going to do? How can we give people 6 months off from their mortgage or 2 months off or somehow or other, don't make their car payments? So what's our obligation when it comes to that sort of thing? Or how can we help?
in those
areas.
Well, the
obligation is the same obligation you have as a human being to the people you talk to on social media or on the telephone. I mean, everybody has this obligation of being kind, informative, truthful, supportive, and understanding and realistic in terms of their life. So if you happen to have a bigger megaphone, such as people on the radio do, or a real big megaphone, like a president of the United States or a world leader, you should use it wisely. This is not a time for nonsense. This is a time to be serious about the most important things in life. And as you mentioned before, health and security. People are worried about the mortgage. People are worried about their jobs. People are worried about their health and the health of their loved ones. That's what's on people's minds right now. And that's why we have psychology and emotions at number four, public health at number three, financial markets and the economy at number two. And then we have this kind of blanket category called America at War at number one. This is what's important. And it's really important, you know. It's not just entertainment for entertainment's sake, although there's an entertainment element to everything. I mean, a part of me looks at what's happening and saying, wow, I can't believe what I'm witnessing. Who would ever have thought that we'd see a thing like this in our lifetime? You know, you live long enough, you see everything.
I want to know how worried you are. Michael Harrison, person, father, husband, friend. What is Michael Harrison thinking? Because you and I and others who are in this business may have a little more insight. Maybe we have a little bit more because we pay attention to more information. So maybe we're gleaning a lot of things and we're thinking to ourselves, okay, this is what our priority should be. But I want to know what you're thinking.
Well, I'm thinking what I just said. First of all, I'm not the type of person who goes around worrying a lot. I'm not a fearful person. There are things I'm fearful of.
But you put off the Talkers Convention from June to...
Well, we haven't announced that yet.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, well, I guess we just did.
It's okay, because anybody with half a brain knows that any event taking place in New York on June 5th is going to be postponed. No, we haven't announced it yet because I don't want to do a dribs and drabs announcement where we're currently wrestling with whether or not to postpone it until the fall or whether to cancel it for the year. Because if this thing is going to continue on to the fall, well, then why mess around with another postponement? Every one of those means agreements, contracts, deposits, plans, organizing. People, you know, the Talkers Convention, small potatoes. Every other convention in radio has shut down. You know, if we were the only one shutting down because we were, you know, having a problem and nobody liked us and all that, that's a different deal. But everybody's shutting down. Well, we're all in this together. But how about people with weddings? I mean, you talk about an emotional event. People wait their whole lives. They want to get married. They have a wedding. They've been planning it for years. And all of a sudden, it falls in June of 2020. And they don't know what the hell to do. And you've got brides that are crying, and you've got grooms that are confused, and families that are fighting, and people that... There's so... Graduations. What about that? Look at the emotional connection people have to graduations. What's going to happen at the political conventions? And one of the biggest deals, one of the most important sociological things that we face is that WrestleMania this year might be performed without an audience. Could you imagine such a disgrace?
Wow. What a travesty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well... And this is the speculation has no place, I think, because we don't really know. I think we need to stick to what we know, talk about it, inform people. I said on my DJV program that there were going to be no more discussions. I was disgusted this week listening to Chuck Schumer blame Trump and listening to the Republicans blame the Democrats. There's no place for that anymore, as far as I'm concerned. It may be on the radio, and some of the radio people want to keep doing that, that are talkers that focus on politics. I'm not interested, and I will not actually allow it anymore on any program that I'm doing because it is counterproductive. And you can say, oh, what about free speech? Take the free speech somewhere else. And if that's
Not against the law to talk about it. Doesn't mean your free speech is to choose not to talk about it.
Right.
You know, free speech is a funny thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a funny thing.
Well, I mean, people don't realize that free speech gives you the right to say, I'm not having that on my show. Yeah. You know, go to another show. Have your own newspaper. Start your own radio station.
Start your own blog. Or, you know, do another. How many of these? Wow. I was looking at the podcasting list. Did you see? I mean, this you do a podcast. All the shows that I do are on podcast form. But the number of podcasts that are specifically geared toward this, there's a lot of stuff. Alex Jones has one. I guess he'll have to finish when he gets out of jail. What happened there, by the way? He was arrested under for DUI.
Whoa. Before you get into that, what were you about to say about podcasts? Don't lose that thought. It's more important
podcast,
than Alex Jones.
Yeah, it is. But I'm thinking about all the different types of podcasts. The
about the coronavirus.
Podcast,
about
coronavirus,
the coronavirus.
How do you make it there? Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I was trying to gather. Is that what you're driving at? That well, yeah, the coronavirus is now the main topic. There are shows that are being launched in radio and television right now, both online and on air, that are totally geared to the coronavirus. And there's a whole bunch of them. Of course, there's saturation about it. You know, maybe the guy that does talk politics or the person that plays cartoons is going to have the biggest audience because you had all these people competing now to be the source of accurate information about the coronavirus.
Right.
As far as backtracking to Alex Jones, I think he was pulled over for driving under the influence or something.
When we come back, I want to find out what you think or what we ought to be doing and talking about. I mentioned with regard to number 8 on the countdown that the leaders of China should be tried for crimes against humanity. Somebody said to me earlier, that's the first time I've heard that. I don't know that I'm the first person to say it, but I think there needs to be more of a discussion because we have been plunged into this big sea, this big mess, by an act of the Chinese government, an act of war. You make reference, I suppose, to it with number 1. We are at war. We're at war with the coronavirus, but are we at war with the Chinese?
We've been at war with the Chinese for years.
Yeah, yeah. During the week this week, the National Institute of Health website was hacked. You knew that.
Isn't that reassuring?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, they didn't get through the firewalls, but they were hacked. And who's doing that and to what avail? You know, we talk about the election being compromised. What about all of this other stuff? And to whose benefit is that? You know, look at the North Koreans, look at the Chinese, look at the Russians. I think you have to look much further than that, frankly. 44 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. MyPillow wants you to be healthy through all of this. Best way to stay healthy when you're in bed is to have pillows that you know are clean. And if you've got the old-style pillows that are feather full, you better chuck those puppies out. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the BOGO. Buy one, get one free. Replace those pillows and sleep better knowing that you have a healthy pillow under your head. The charts for the week of March 16th through the 20th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen to do the honors going through the stories officially from number 10 to number 1, starting with Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. The first time we've seen a sports story make it into the top 10 for quite a while. Maybe that's because, in fact, or at least in part, the sports talk radio shows and sports activities are not happening. So this was a big story of the week. Number 9, the situation with spring beginning and the weather across the country. Number 8, our relations with China and should the leaders there be held accountable for the crimes that have come as a result of the virus. Technology, number 7, and how it's dealing with the virus. The presidential race is 6. Education, number 5, psychology and emotions as they're affected by the virus. Number 4, public health, obviously, the connection there. The financial markets, another obvious connection. And what are we doing? Are we at war? That's the question. Number 1 on the story list on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
We advance this tube through the colon.
This is cancer prevention through the lens of what's called a colonoscope.
Looking for the precursors to cancer, the colon polyp. So we can go in and remove that polyp before it ever becomes malignant.
Dr. Michael Wallace says thanks to near-focus high-definition cameras, it's getting even easier to spot polyps during a colonoscopy.
Particularly what we call flat polyps that don't grow up like little mushrooms. They spread out more like a bed of moss, and we can now see these, and we have tools to remove even those difficult flat polyps.
Once a flat polyp is identified, Dr. Wallace injects a saline to raise it and reveal its boundaries. A wire snare is then used to remove the polyp.
That's why we're actually seeing a significant decrease in new cases of colon cancer. Not just better survival, but actually fewer cases, because we're preventing them by removing the precursor lesion.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and this list, or these two lists, the story list, the people list, published every single week. Number 10, Tom Brady, the name obviously synonymous with football. Number 9, the premier of China. Number 8, Ms. Pelosi. Number 7, Jerome Powell. Jerome Adams is 6. Bernie Sanders is 5. Joe Biden is 4. Steve Mnuchin is number 3. Mike Pence, 2. Donald Trump is 1. We probably ought to have the names of the senators who sold their stock. Remember that story this week, where that's going to go. That one needs to be a little more front and center. The corrupt Republicans and Democrats who sold stock when they knew what was going on. Dianne Feinstein, the senator from Tennessee who sold the stock. These people need to be held accountable legally. All right, so those are the names and my thoughts about them here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to make this quick, Michael, but I'm going to drop something on your head and everybody else's head. During the Clinton era, most of the drugs that we use in our country were manufactured in Puerto Rico. There were tax benefits. All the drug companies went down there making drugs. During Bill Clinton's era, all of those tax incentives were destroyed, and thus the beginning of the migration of making all of our drugs in China. So now what do? Do we go back to Puerto Rico and say, look, we want you to have these tax benefits. We want to make our drugs in America? We're at the mercy of the Chinese when it comes to the drugs.
Yeah, we really put ourselves in a pickle, and we have to rectify that. One of the good things about the coronavirus, if I may look at the positive side or the positive possibility, is that when this is all said and done, we're going to rectify a lot of problems and a lot of ills and bad ideas that have just become so entrenched in the last 20 years.
We need good leadership to do that. Hopefully we have that on the corporate level, business level, political level. Medicine is going to change. This is like a new world order. It really is a sea change. Maybe it's time. Michael Harrison, thanks for being here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/420, see store or staples.com/March Print Deals for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now our focus is on information that comes from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a professor of law at Bentley University, longtime commentator. He's been on the radio with me for a long, long time. He's also the author of a number of books on scams and identity theft. And if there's a time when we need your help, this is it. It becomes more and more underscored every week, the things that are a part and parcel. I want to get to a couple of legal things also. But some of the things, I fell into this myself. It's not really legal, but it is kind of a scam. It just gives you an idea of how deep this stuff goes. The Stanford University, hold your breath for 10 seconds without coughing,
right.
You're okay. I did that. And I took a couple of other steps down that road as well. Not that there's danger there, but I guess misinformation, you know, is what you do with it. And so I wonder how many more egregious things like that you've seen in the past week, Steve.
Yeah, a lot of them. And it's interesting, too, because this is classic misinformation, because it may come from someone who knows someone or has a good source, and then you find out that there's nothing to it. I have a flight attendant and as a daughter, and she was told, one that you may have seen around, that if you drink water about, every few minutes, that will bring the virus down if you have it into your
stomach,
your system.
And
yeah.
And the acid will eat up the virus. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Not true. So
yeah.
there are a lot of these out there. I'll tell you, Doug, and this will be the first place that this scam has been discussed, because the law hasn't even been passed yet. But the legislation that is now being discussed in the Senate will be providing for payments to Americans of checks directly from the federal government. You know, they'll depend on if you have more than $100,000, you won't be getting any check. $75,000. You may get a reduced check. The scammers will be out there en masse telling you you'll get an email or a text message telling you you need to pay a fee in order to get that check. That's not correct. They're going to be asking for your Social Security number and other information, or even bank information to send the check. That's not correct. So, you know, we'll here on the show, we'll be letting people know what they can do. But you don't give that information out.
One of the things that is most distressing about this, it's fear itself. Okay, so we may have a pandemic and it may spread rapidly among certain people, but feelings of fear and panic spread so much faster than the contagion that is this virus. And because the global reach of media, news media, other media today, the images of the empty stores, the economic doom that's coming from some corners, that fear will put people into who knows what mode. You know, what could be started by all of this, one wonders.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, Doug, because this is the first pandemic in history to be done during an age of social media. And there are questions about what kind of panic might the various aspects of the media bring about. There's also the issues of some of these, you know, really outrageous denials of it existing. I kind of connect it to the, you know, the same deniers regarding, you know, certain other medical treatments or certain vaccinations or whatever. And that's going to have real, real problems because people aren't going to do the acts that they need to do to help mm-hmm. protect us. So social media's got a real big place to play in this. And it's going to be interesting to see how responsible they are because the laws don't really limit them very much.
I saw someone refer to it as an infodemic.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Under the circumstances. The court has approved, this seems almost silly, a PG&E's bankruptcy financing package so that people in California are going to get screwed, blued, and tattooed by their $23 billion bankruptcy. One wonders if under the current circumstances these poor people are going to get anything.
You wonder. It doesn't appear at the moment PG&E had enough issues, and you know, you wonder how secure and what they have there. I don't think the people are going to get much out of this bankruptcy.
All right, legal question: can the Chinese leaders be tried for crimes against humanity in a few seconds? Yes, no. Should they?
No,
be? Yes.
Unfortunately, ain't in the world of possibility.
Really. I don't know what. So the thing that we ongoing question is how do they get held responsible? Because they are responsible. That's what people are going to want to know. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney who advises us on many of the legal issues that we have every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Kentucky's Rand Paul has become the first U.S. senator to test positive for the coronavirus, but not the first lawmaker in Washington. During a White House briefing today, President Trump said he's aware.
Some people are they're getting quite close to home, and it's a terrible thing that's going on. The hidden enemy, I call it the hidden enemy, and I think they'll all be fine. I hope they're going to be fine.
And as administration negotiators and senators continue to try to hammer out details of an aid package, Mr. Trump says federal stockpiles of key supplies will be sent to the hardest-hit states.
We have large quantities of medical equipment and supplies on the way, based on all of this, to those states, including respirators, surgical masks and gowns, face shields, coveralls, and gloves, with large quantities already delivered to Washington and to New York.
Speaking of New York, the Empire State's ordering most residents there to stay home from work and everybody keep their distance, as the state is quickly becoming one of the world's biggest coronavirus hotspots. President Trump and the government's top infectious disease expert are sparring publicly over whether the malaria drug would work to treat people with the coronavirus disease.
They may be true, but they're anecdotal.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci summing up what's known and not known about whether hydroxychloroquine could be used to prevent COVID-19.
You've got to do the kind of trial that you get the good information.
The drug can be prescribed off-label by doctors in the U.S., and some scientists have reported possible encouraging signs that it could interfere with the coronavirus being able to enter cells. That's prompted President Trump to say,
"What do we have to lose?"
Dr. Fauci says the decision comes down to the patient and doctor.
There are those who lean to the point of giving hope and saying, give that person the option.
But
my job is to ultimately prove, without a doubt, that a drug is not only safe, but that it actually works. Those two things are really not incompatible.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm. phones, mm-hmm. life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-555-2085.
That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
President Trump's reached out to Pyongyang during the virus outbreak.
North Korea says President Trump sent a personal letter to the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, seeking to maintain good relations and offering cooperation in fighting the viral pandemic. Kim's sister, Kim Yo-jun, praised Mr. Trump for sending the letter at a time when big difficulties and challenges lie ahead in the way of developing ties. The latest correspondence come as Kim observed the firing of tactical-guided weapons over the weekend, drawing criticism from South Korea as the nuclear talks remain deadlocked. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Long-haul carrier Emirates Air says it's dramatically cutting its passenger flight destinations from 145 locations to just 13 countries. Sunday's pivotal move reflects the dramatic slowdown in traffic through the airline's hub in Dubai due to disruptions caused by the coronavirus. Dubai is the home to the world's busiest international airport. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The IOC says postponing the Tokyo Games is now a possibility.
The IOC will take 4 weeks to weigh options for the Tokyo Olympic Games amid mounting calls from athletes and officials for a postponement due to the coronavirus pandemic. The time will be used to plan different scenarios for the July 24th through August 9th games, the IOC said Sunday. Though canceling the Tokyo Olympics is not an option, a delay until later this year or in 2021 is possible. This is a change for IOC President Thomas Bach, who has consistently said organizers are fully committed to holding the games as scheduled, despite preparations being disrupted by the virus outbreak spreading globally. I'm Josh Roundtree.
Meanwhile, the Canadian Olympic Committee says it will not send a team to Tokyo unless the games are postponed for a year. Hours after the Australian government called for its citizens to cancel all non-essential travel, the Aussie Rules Football League announced it was postponing its seasons until May 31st. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marking this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine, the big stories from the News Talk Radio world. That's what our job is here for the next hour. The members of the DJV program, Doug Steffen, that's me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen with the info that we have from Talkers Magazine for the week of March 16th to the 20th, overviewing the top 10 stories of the week from the research that the folks at Talkers have done. These are all published by the list.
I can hardly wait to see what's at number one this week.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a surprise.
Really? Surprise! Last week, I remember looking at this the first time, and from seven to number one, it was coronavirus this, coronavirus that, coronavirus something
Think
else.
Think about the difference from where we were a week ago, though, to where we are now.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about a week where we all need a long nap after it's over? This is that week.
Well, if you going into the weekend, which is when we put this program together, the number of cases outside of China, a quarter of a million. In terms of the coronavirus, 10,000 people have died. If you listen to the reporting from the Epoch Times, which is the Chinese news agency outside of China, they tell us that 40 times the number in China is 40 times what they're admitting to. So you do the numbers, you do the math, although there is conversation about it having peaked this week.
Epoch Times, actually, I've been reading that every day just because I find it fascinating.
Yeah.
And this week they've been pretty boldly coming out saying that when China claims that they have no new cases, it's a total lie.
Everything the Chinese say is lies, but they actually estimate that.
And according to the Epoch Times, their estimates on their data show that 1.4 million people have already died in China alone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know that it's really slowing down unless it's just everyone has it.
They're trying to get the rest of the world and its focus on them and them being the bad guys.
Yeah.
And nobody's buying that it came from America. Nobody's buying that. All right, before we get to making it all corona all the time, my corona, number 10 on the list here. The people on Sports Talk Radio basically decimated because there aren't any teams. There's nobody playing. I'm looking on the screen, and they have a scroller underneath the chyron, on this particular news station, and it has, as a matter of fact, the teams that are playing, and it just says the game canceled. So the big sports story, Tom Brady leaving the Patriots, New England fans not happy about that. They're not happy with Belichick. They're not happy with Kraft. And they're actually not happy with Tom Brady either. The fact he's going down to Tampa Bay, everybody's got their life to lead and they should be able to do what they want to do. This does seem rather strange. And so is it going to affect New England at the box office or at the, who knows what they're going to be doing? Hopefully this thing is all going to be over and be able to at least play football. And I never thought I'd say that because I don't like football. But
Mark the
brings you
time.
Back to normal. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right,
well,
so that's
Tom Brady's
10.
either gonna kill it and show everybody why he is still worth it at 43 years old, or with a new system,
and $30 million.
Yeah, or with a new system and maybe a defensive line that doesn't protect him the way that the Patriots have. Maybe we're gonna see that he's not as great. So
there's a lot at risk for him, and
certainly
for the Patriots, they are also gonna have to prove that they were a great team without Tom Brady.
Without Tom. Yep.
Yeah.
Number nine. Today, this weekend, we have the first day of spring. We have to kind of celebrate that and all this other hoopla. So the weather around the country.
The first day of spring, stay indoors.
Yeah, right. Don't enjoy it. Don't take a deep breath. Number eight, relations with China. That should be number two, those bastards. And it's not the Chinese people. It's what their government is doing and what they stand for. And the world, I hope, is going to hold them accountable. And those guys should get... They should be brought to The Hague for crimes against humanity. They should be tried.
That's those interesting. People, that's you're the first person I've heard say that. That is interesting.
Yeah, me. Yep. Number seven, technology, social media, and its impact on the virus. Number six, the presidential race, education, and the lack of what's going on in the world of education to keep schools going in some way, shape, or form. I was reading the document that was sent out by the president of Heidelberg University, my alma mater, as to what they've done and how they've closed the campus down and what they're doing because they're not going to have graduation, how they're going to acknowledge seniors, they're going to continue the rest of the year doing classes online, which is what most everybody else is doing. I wonder what, Victoria, that's doing to broadband usage. We've sort of danced around that in our technology reports, but the fact that everybody is home, everybody is telecommuting, everybody is trying to do education, What is that going
to
do?
It's a real test on the infrastructure, to be honest, of
our
broadband and high speed systems. And in other countries in Europe, they're actually the internet service providers are slowing the internet down so it doesn't break.
And, well, I mean, and think about it. It's not just everybody telecommuting. It's people who are home watching Netflix.
Streaming. Yep.
And actually, there was a big story in L.A. this past week where in the San Fernando Valley, and thankfully I wasn't affected by it. I didn't hear about it until it was on the news. But in San Fernando Valley, there was a hub, a fiber link, basically, that went down. And it had nothing to do with usage, although that became the next step, is that so many people were reliant on it. It actually was reported on the news that the Wi-Fi, that the internet service was down in the valley because everybody's home and everybody needs it and it's being tested. But then they did tout that the major cities, LA, New York, and Chicago, actually haven't seen decline in their internet services yet. So
yeah,
be interesting to see if the infrastructure can hold up.
Yep. Okay, so that's number five. Number four, the emotional, psychological impact of the virus. Number three, the public health aspects of the virus. Financial impact, number two. And basically, our country declaring war, number one, on the coronavirus. National Guard in Massachusetts has been called out. I think National Guard has been called out in a number of other
communities. In Jersey, too,
To help with the distribution of some of the things that will help defend us against what this thing stands for, basically. On the people list, Tom Brady is at 10. That no good bastard who's the, and I have no hesitation, by the way, in saying that. The
clearly.
Guy is the premier of number nine. He's number nine, premier of China, president, whatever his title is. Nancy Pelosi is 8. Jerome Powell is 7. Jerome Adams is 6. Bernie Sanders is 5. Biden is 4. Steve Mnuchin, I never pronounce it. How do you pronounce it, gentlemen?
Mnuchin, you did it. Yeah.
Munchkin.
Yeah,
I did it. Okay.
No, it's not Munchkin. You did it right there.
I like Munchkin. And he looks like a Munchkin to me. Number two is Mike Pence. If he says one more time, Mr. President, the kissing up.
I know, isn't it?
Going on.
It's the first 10 minutes of every press conference.
Right.
You know what, though? To be fair, he's doing a really good job. He may be a little syrupy.
I have no question about it. I think he is. I think he's
doing a really good job.
Frankly, I think he's shining here. But
he's taken this and he's run, and these people are working really hard. When you have Newsom from California and Cuomo talking about how great Pence and Trump are doing it, you know something is switching.
There's a choke fest going on.
When Ilhan Omar says that he's doing a good job, it's like, am I awake yet? Is this dream over?
Didn't she just get married this week?
To her brother?
She was married and then divorced and then
to her brother
again. And why are you saying that?
Because she married her brother. No, she married her brother.
She did?
To get him in. Yes. That was a big story. Like,
to get him in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right, and Donald Trump is number one. So there it is, the list of the people and the stories. We'll pick and choose among all of these. I've got my favorites, and the ladies have their favorites, and I'm sure you do as well. So we'll put the pieces together and give you what we have considered on our program, the DJV show, during the course of the week. But what I've heard, I'm traveling across the country, listening to a lot of talk radio, and some pretty good talk radio, actually. I also want to know what the business with Gal Gadot is. There was a song, and we can talk about that in a minute. I don't understand why everybody got so worked up, but it's the usual stuff that happens on social media. The law says you're going to have to pay your taxes. Now, you may get a check from the government for $1,200, you're going to have to pay. I think that is that tax free, by the way. That $1,200 that we're going to get.
I don't know. I think you probably have to declare it as income. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you're thinking about paying taxes, the first thing you have to not worry about is April 15th because it's been extended to June 15th. And now the next thing, how much are you going to get back? This is going to be a time. This is going to be a year among years that you really, really, really want to get as much money back as you possibly can. So if you have paid too much, how do you know whether you paid too much in taxes? That's something the family tax folks can help you out with. If you'd like to get back an extra $5,000 this year by them looking at your prior year's tax returns, these are all IRS, former IRS agents, and they're fantastic at finding hidden credits and deductions. A lot of the other tax companies, you know, the big names, don't do it. They functionally do your tax return so that you've met the law, and you pay them, and see you later. Well, this outfit gets down into the weeds, into the nitty-gritty. So if you filed or not, it doesn't make any difference. Last 3 years' tax returns, why don't you call these folks at 800-262-0318. You'll send them the tax returns that you have. They'll go through them. Let's see how much we can save. They can save you. I'm not going to save you any, but they will. Learn how you can get that extra cash back from the IRS. 800-262-0318. 3 years of tax returns. Call Family Tax. Let's see what they can do for you. 800-262-0318.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797. So what's this thing with Gal Gadot? Some of the people online are calling her Blunder Woman. She's the one who played Wonder Woman. She tried to get people to sing Imagine, which is a great song and very applicable, I think, to what's going on now. What? What's the big deal?
I haven't heard anything about Gal Gadot in, I don't know, in a long time, so you'll have to tell us.
There was a video going all around the internet of her along with a bunch of other celebrities all singing
yeah.
the song Imagine, and
Why is that bad? It was just fun and cute, but people said it wasn't good, that they weren't great singers.
Oh,
so people
get
are
lost.
Like,
oh, my God.
I mean, that's really what it is. Wow.
Wowie zowie. You know, we're missing this week the World Axe Throwing Championship. Did you know that had...
Kara's an axe throwing expert.
Is she?
I mean, I've been axe throwing. I was not very good at it because you don't listen to any of the conversations that we have.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
I planned a whole bachelorette party about it last year, and we were talking about it off air all the time, but, you know.
I guess I do remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, that's one of the things. Also, Spikeball Championship has been eliminated. I don't mean to make light of it, the Putt-Putt Championship, but...
We have to keep our levity because
it's a crazy time. Yeah, exactly. Crazy, crazy time. Speaking of times, 21 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now, pay off some credit card debt, or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs, you can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have. With the mental stimulation that Adrienne teaches, your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's realbusinessbargains.com. Realbusinessbargains.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Around the country and around the world, this is what people are talking about on the News Talk Radio stations. And yeah, News Talk Radio is a big thing in Europe now. It's a big thing in South America. It really is the number one format. Listeners to these sorts of discussions on the radio have doubled in the past 3 or 4 weeks. At the expense, I guess, to a point of our sports radio brethren, music radio, people want to find out what's going on. Thus, lots of conversation. What I did see, as an aside, somebody tried to make a story out of Trump's hairdo. I didn't get very far, but I thought, you know, hello, let's get there.
How has it changed? It's the same.
I know. Well, it's how he does it. He does it, supposedly. That was in concert with, you know, Steve Bannon, who is the ex-advisor, kind of a wild right-winger. Do I describe him that way correctly, Jennifer? Do you think that's a good way of describing Steve Bannon?
Well, he's on the right, for sure, yeah. Definitely kind of a populist.
Apparently,
kind of
when he first went in, you know, he was an advisor to the president the first year of Trump's presidency?
Yeah, he was part of the campaign towards the end, yeah.
Yeah, and he also has a podcast, and he said this week in the podcast that he warned Trump of the virus, excuse me, quite a long time ago. Because
January, yeah. Then why didn't he warn all of us?
Yeah. Well, he is a China watcher. That's one of the things. That was one of the things that he did. And being closely, that's one of the reasons that I think the Epoch Times, we were talking about this off the air, Victoria, excuse me, the fact that there's so much information that's coming out of China that is contrary to what the China news agency is saying. And we know they're liars, but the whole, what did you say? It was a million people have died, according
million,
to?
That's the report this week is that 1.4 million people have died in China. That's from the Epoch Times. That's what they, based on their data and their information and their sources, that's what they're saying. They also said that when China came out this week and said, oh, we have no new cases, they said that's also a lie.
Yeah.
Which is not that far-fetched, that they're lying.
No. Tom Hanks apparently is in isolation still with his wife over in Australia. How are they doing?
Doing better. Tom Hanks this week said that he and Rita Wilson, his wife, they feel kind of blah. They just don't feel great, but they don't feel horrible. So they're out of the hospital. They're hopefully out of the woods, but they just have to stay in their house that they've rented because he's filming the Elvis movie.
Right. Other quick things, the financial markets and that sort of thing. That's the number two item here. What do we think about all of the congressmen and senators who sold off their stock before the market crashed?
It's ridiculous. I think they all belong in jail. And I hate to say it because they're one of the three. One of them is very old. Dianne Feinstein is 85, but that's ridiculous.
So
how can
that exempt her from breaking the law?
No, but I mean, how in the world? Exactly. I mean, it's the same. Look, you and I would be thrown in jail. Victoria would be thrown in jail. Martha Stewart was thrown in jail. Come on.
On lesser evidence. Yeah. So
I think
that kind of stuff makes me nuts.
Ugh. Yep.
Well, it's taking its toll. We've talked on the DJV program during the week about all of the entertainment areas that have been affected by this. One of the things that we haven't talked about is the fact that the porn industry has been shut down. That's part of this. All
well, there's still the drive-through strip club in Vegas. That's still going.
That's still okay? Oh,
yeah.
All right. Well,
I don't know if you're... You've been driving around a lot. I don't know if you're heading through Vegas.
I have
been.
I almost am intrigued to figure out how that works exactly.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right, so the number of the cash relief that we're getting has gone from $1,000 to $1,200 in cash. When are we getting this money? Is it on
mid-April?
It's supposed to be April. If it gets signed quickly, I think they wanted to get it out by April 6th, but that depends on how quickly it's signed into law. Mitch McConnell released the bill yesterday, so it'll get batted around the Senate, and then I'm sure the House will vote on it at some point in the next few days.
Coming up next half hour, more reviews of the innuendos and the inferences from our top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The California Teachers Association is looking to add transgender and binary youth to the students who can leave class without notifying parents for medical reasons. In other words, this means students can pursue gender transition without parents knowing about it. Permission slips are required to engage in extracurricular activities. But when it involves a student's health and well-being, folks, the CTA does not have the best interests of students at heart. In fact, it's their goal to push their agenda on vulnerable children. Please join PGI in prayer for parents and children impacted by this policy.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/marchprintdeals for details.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Trying to calm down fear and anxiety over this virus is an important thing in the talk radio world. I don't know how many of our brethren are doing that, but it is important to keep a focus, if you will, on the facts and the info. The world has changed. I'm looking at a map of the world. There are only looks like four or five countries now in Africa that show no signs of the virus. Other than that, it's touching pretty much
at the rest of us.
Every corner of the world.
Well, you know, there's always Africa with the problems.
Exactly. It's like, since when is Africa ahead of the United States in a pandemic? So
this is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the top 10 things from the list that are procured by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. You can find the list at talkers.com of the stories and the people. That's what we use as the guide for our discussions here. Got a lot of things, most everything, you know, let's face it. The coronavirus is it. Other than that, not much reason for talking about anything that's here. I noticed in England now they've started to close down schools there.
They are so behind.
Yeah, they really are.
This is the UK. I've been watching a lot of BBC World News and my family in Ireland saying that, and they've been saying for a month now that England is really going to find themselves in a horrible situation, worse than Italy, some predict, because Boris Johnson has just refused to acknowledge that this is a real thing. And schools have all still been going. Everybody's out doing their thing. The pubs have not been closed down. It's I don't know what the...
Do we know how many cases are in the UK right now?
I don't know.
It's not a lot, but it's a factor. There
it's going to get
more
lot
and more. They're shutting schools from next Monday on.
It's probably not an accurate count either. Okay. If they haven't been taking it seriously and haven't really been testing that many people, there are probably more cases than they've announced anyway.
Yeah. I was looking at I drove by a movie theater yesterday, and it says on the marquee, "Stay safe and healthy. We're closed."
Yeah. Even on the freeway sign in all throughout Los Angeles, they say, wash your hands. We can beat COVID-19. I mean, like words of encouragement and helpful tips on the freeways.
Yeah. So I wanted to go back for just a moment because I think this puts things into perspective for all of us as we review the things that are happening today. Going back to the 1930s when we were coming out of the Great Depression, the Dust Bowl, where America was at that time. Is this going to get that bad? Well, we can only hope, keep our fingers crossed. And as I've said many times on the air, thoughts are things. Think yourself well. Think yourself healthy and strong. That sort of thing works well, I believe, because there's a lot of anxiety, as we were saying. Number four, the psychological impact of this, emotional impact of all of this. Back in the 30s and the 40s, the talk on the radio was about the Depression and what happened, and then we had World War II. In the 50s, the Cold War started. The Korean War was in the 50s. The Vietnam War was in the 60s. There are crises that confront us. If you look at recent history of our country and of the world, we've actually been in kind of a peaceful, quiet place here for the last, dozen years or so, since the Iraq War and some of the other things that we got into in Afghanistan. In 1932, we were ending the Great Depression, which started in 1929 as a result of the Depression, what happened as a result of 1929's Dust Bowl, the fact that the country was wiped out, the weather changed so dramatically. And as I was driving across the Midwest yesterday, I drove through Oklahoma and Missouri and into Illinois, a lot of rain. Farmers have had a tough time the last two or three years growing crops because of so much rain. It looks the same this year as it did last year. I was thinking about how what's going to happen here what's going to change this year. What do we need to know? Anyway, I just am sort of reviewing in my mind what was going on and how it impacted me and maybe a lot of other people. One of the things that has been discussed this week with regard to public health number three is the number of millennials that are being hospitalized for the coronavirus. Apparently, there are more of those than we had thought because we've all been talking about the people partying on the beaches for spring break and all of that nonsense. So, Victoria, do you know what the numbers are specifically of people who are in the same age bracket as, let's say, Kara is? We were thinking, okay, those young kids, they're all healthy. It's not going to affect them. Apparently, that's not the case.
Yeah, it's not the case. I don't know the exact number of people in their 20s who have this, but the CDC report this week showed that 20% of the patients hospitalized with coronavirus were between the ages of 20 and 44.
And 12% half of the I didn't mean to jump in, but half of the people who are in intensive care are under the age of 44. And that's the thing with misinformation, because I think a lot of people were like, oh, well, I'm 20. I'm just going to carry this. I'll just stay away from my grandparents. I'm not going to have any real repercussions. And we know the first death, or at least the second death, I think in California, was a 34-year-old who just got back from Disney World, and he was coughing up blood, and the doctor sent him home. They didn't know what it was. And then he ended up dying.
Yep. At 34.
Well, you can't count anything out. One of the things that's also going to happen for those of us who are farmers, you're going to have, and this actually, we haven't talked much about this on the DJV program, and I haven't heard it discussed many other places, the idea of the border and what's going to happen with people who come here to work on farms legally, also the business of the illegals trying to get into the country. What is happening? What are those people just being? I mean, the wall is there and it's closed down. I don't think they're servicing any of those people now, are they?
Well, they're going to close the border, I think, in the night. If they haven't already done it, it's going to be soon. The border with Canada is already closed. They're negotiating how they're going to close the Mexican border as well. But to answer your question, it's state by state how they're going to treat people who are here illegally in as far as assistance.
Well,
in California.
The sanctuary, California is a sanctuary.
California's
state,
giving everybody money. Illegal immigrants can apply for unemployment and just as much as the regular, legal worker can apply for it.
Yeah. But going back to the farm thing, though, the bigger story that came out this week is that there are new restrictions on the H-2A visa, and that's for the Mexican day workers. They call them guest workers. And so that's going to really impact California, because right around now, the West Coast Farmers Association has said, look, we can't restrict these workers. We need these workers because we've got, lettuce and cabbage and broccoli, celery, strawberries. They're the ones that they name-checked that are in March and April. That's when they get harvested, and that's the busiest time of the year. So this could really, really hurt specifically California farmers.
I agree. Well, farmers around the country, as we get ready to start planting crops, I'm wondering, about the health situation on my farm, and I think a lot of others are as well. It just is. There's so many questions about every aspect of our lives that we just don't seem to be able to come up with answers. The stores, the retail world, how we visited that this week, shortening their hours. People are able to go into the supermarkets. Somebody told me they went in. I'm trying to remember who it was to the store. Oh, I know. It was my pal Bob Kay, who was the general manager of this enterprise, who went into a Stop and Shop And I think you told me you went in early, too. Did you, Victoria?
Lewis went, Lewis went earlier this week, towards the end of the week on Thursday. He went and had some luck. So some things were restocked, but there's still no toilet paper and still nothing that can disinfect. So that's where, that's the bad side.
I got a little bit of a tip off on the announcement from Gavin Newsom and from Eric Garcetti that they were doing Safer at Home, which is really a shelter in place order. And so I decided I better get to the store because I knew people would start to panic and probably mm-hmm. hit the store. So even though I went the week before, I thought, you know, I'm just going to go see if I can get eggs, some of the stuff that I wasn't able to get. Picked clean. There were like two frozen pizzas, a couple of burritos, a few pints of ice cream in the frozen foods.
Yep.
No bread in the entire store. Not one loaf of bread, not one bagel, nothing.
It's
no
like
milk.
Living in like the Soviet Union in the 80s or something. It's crazy.
I did find eggs, but they were already hard boiled, so I got 6 hard boiled eggs. I mean, it was
better than nothing.
Yeah. And even the produce was picked over, the lettuce and the salads, and it was just, it's crazy. People are hoarding. What?
By the way, just as an aside, one of the numbers in the presidential race is number 6. Bernie Sanders was rumored to be thinking of running as an independent. Has that been squashed? Did somebody get to him and smarten him up on that?
I don't think he can at this point because of the registration filing. Someone else could run as an independent, but I think there's some law, and I can't remember the name of it, that would prevent him from dropping out and entering the race as an independent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he was registered originally a year ago in May. I looked into this. And a year ago in May, he was registered as both an independent and a Democrat. Mm-hmm. But then he had to declare one when he declared his candidacy. So
yeah.
He declared that he was running as a Democrat.
Now, he could throw his strength behind some other independent who would get into the race who hasn't been in yet and say, I'll be their vice presidential candidate. I mean, there's a way. I mean, there's workarounds. I don't think he's going to do that. I think this coronavirus has really changed. I mean, remember, this was front. Yeah. I mean, and that's part of the thing. People go, well, this will be the end for Trump. Well, he's the only one with a microphone in front of him right now. I don't think people are looking to Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden about this at the moment. So the election's going to be a referendum on whether or not Trump handles this or not.
That is correct. Yep.
That's it.
I think that's true. Yep. Thank you.
Everything else is gone. Yeah.
44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Quick review of washing and drying instructions for the pillows at MyPillow.com. For those of you who are new and been living under a rock and have listened to this program for the past couple of years, all the conversation I've had about MyPillow, mostly when I talk about the pillows themselves, is specifically at how they are guaranteed for 10 years, warranty, the use them for a 60-day thing. I mean, who else has pillows? Plus the fact in this environment today, you can wash them, you can dry them, you can wash them every day if you want to make sure that you're germ-free. Replace all the old pillows in your house with these so you'll be safe and clean. Use the promo code DJV for the BOGO offer on everything. But let's concentrate on the pillows. Let's get those pillows in your house first so you can make sure everything is clean and wonderful and healthy and wholesome. It's MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free for everything there. Use the promo code DJV. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and this list, or these two lists, the story list, the people list published every single week. Number 10, Tom Brady, the name obviously synonymous with football. Number 9, the premier of China. Number 8, Ms. Pelosi. Number 7, Jerome Powell. Jerome Adams is 6. Bernie Sanders is 5. Joe Biden is 4. Steve Mnuchin is number 3. Mike Pence, 2. Donald Trump is 1. We probably ought to have the names of the senators who sold their stock. Remember that story this week, where that's going to go. That one needs to be a little more front and center. The corrupt Republicans and Democrats who sold stock when they knew what was going on. Dianne Feinstein, the senator from Tennessee who sold the stock. These people need to be held accountable legally. All right, so those are the names and my thoughts about them here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
We advance this tube through the colon.
This is cancer prevention through the lens of what's called a colonoscope.
Looking for the precursors to cancer, the colon polyp. So we can go in and remove that polyp before it ever becomes malignant.
Dr. Michael Wallace says thanks to near-focus high-definition cameras, it's getting even easier to spot polyps during a colonoscopy.
Particularly what we call flat polyps that don't grow up like little mushrooms. They spread out more like a bed of moss, and we can now see these, and we have tools to remove even those difficult flat polyps.
Once a flat polyp is identified, Dr. Wallace injects a saline to raise it and reveal its boundaries. A wire snare is then used to remove the polyp.
That's why we're actually seeing a significant decrease in new cases of colon cancer. Not just better survival, but actually fewer cases, because we're preventing them by removing the precursor lesion.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020.